Happy Monday. I'm Pastor Joel. Jesus says, "Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Matthew 7:13-14. You're listening to Happy and Whole in Him, a daily devotional to help us stay on the way of life. Because it is too easy to go with the flow, which is why sadly so many choose the path of destruction. Consider the words of Psalm 1. "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction." An elderly woman was once asked what was the best thing about being 104 years old. Her answer? No peer pressure. I suspect that's not true of most of us, which is the point of Psalm 1. It tells us, "Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future." Psalm 1 is first in line, because we need blunt clarity about what is good and what is evil. You have the way of the righteous man, which is blessed or happy. But you can't sugarcoat it. It's going to be hard going against the current. The world not only practices ungodly behavior, but approves it when others do as well. Our culture says you cannot claim exclusive knowledge of what is good and true. You can't say we're wicked. Or they'll argue, well, everyone goes to heaven, if it exists. Yet the blessed man does not fall prey to this peer pressure. The happy one does not walk, stand, or sit with the ungodly. Notice the progression there. It starts with walking in worldly counsel, thinking about and then imitating ungodly behavior. To then stand is to see the line in the sand and to step across and plant your feet on what is wrong. To sit is to then belong to their doomed company. The path to doom begins with a refusal to consider where it all leads. It is simply to laugh on cue with eyes fixed on screens all day and night. Its posture is simply to get by until you die, to delight in wasting time. Well, the happy man also delights in God's Word, and he meditates on it day and night. When peer pressure comes, he recites to himself, "Fret not because of evildoers." Psalm 37. When he's lonely, he recites Jesus' promise, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And look what happens as he takes in God's truth. He stands out in November right now among the bare trees. Why? He stays green and leafy because his roots go deeper than the passing fads. He drinks up as he is planted by the life-giving stream of God's truth. He's not racing busily to the next fix. He is fixed, and he bears fruit all his life. I could introduce you to dear older saints at Heart City Church just like this. They will tell you God's promises have given them stability throughout their lives, and with a smile you can see their assurance that God will sustain them to the end. They are happy and whole like the blessed man. But not so the wicked, who barely even get a description here in Psalm 1. They are here today and gone tomorrow, like many I knew in high school. The wind carries them away like chaff, and we hear of them no more. All because they chose the easy way, the broad way. The blessed man will not go with the flow. He will not stand in the court of public approval, nor will he be seated at the best parties. But he will stand in the judgment, because he has chosen for a little while to be mistreated with the righteous, rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin, because he has found the true treasure. And you may ask, Pastor Joel, what is that treasure? His name is Jesus. Jesus became the gate and the way of life for all who would take up the cross and follow him. And he came because we were all on the path of destruction. He came that you, my friend, might believe his word and become happy and whole forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your word confronts us today with good and evil. Forgive us for the ways in which we have and continue to choose to walk away from you, for acting as though people are big and you are small. Heavenly Father, grant us repentance and growing delight in your truth and new obedience, and lead us in the happy way. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.